All seven astronauts are at Cape Canaveral in Florida, reviewing procedures and awaiting their construction mission to the International Space Station. Commander Stephen Frick.
We're really excited to be here in Florida today, obviously on a tremendous day, and we hope it stays like this all week long, to have our chance to launch in Atlantis on Thursday and bring the Columbus module up to the International Space Station. Obviously, it's been a real long training flow for us, a long time building to this moment, and so we're just absolutely ready to go.
The primary goal of this mission is to install a European-built space laboratory called Columbus. The module is 7 meters long and more than 4.5 meters in diameter. A Japanese laboratory is scheduled for delivery to the space station next year. Atlantis pilot Alan Poindexter.
Columbus is the main contribution of the European Space Agency, and it's the first pressurized module that's non-U.S. or non-Russian. And it adds a lot of laboratory space as well as interior volume to the space station.
The European Space Agency's Danielle Larini takes us inside.
I have a short animation. We're flying to the station. We slowly enter into Columbus and we zoom on the facilities that we have installed for launch. We have four major facilities dedicated to research on physiology, on biology, on material sciences, and in general experimentation. We slowly go back into the Node 2 and magically through a laptop display we go to the outside.
Atlantis astronauts plan 3 spacewalks to install the Columbus Laboratory. NASA managers say the weather looks good for Thursday's launch. If all goes as planned, Atlantis will return to the Kennedy Space Center on December 17th. Wrapping up the fourth and final shuttle flight of the year. Paul Sisko, VOA News.